multi-party then. But basically all the matters relate to disciplinary matters and requests for provisional suspensions. For those that are new, the provisional suspension is basically the minister, the magistrates commission has its process. They then recommend to the minister that the magistrate be suspended. The minister then requests parliament, both houses. I think in four of these matters, the NCOP has already done it. And in the fifth matter, they were still processing it, but I think they did it last week. The provisional suspension also is provisional suspension while the matter is being investigated, and it is on full pay, so there's not exactly much prejudice. But the matters are basically Magistrate Marua from Daveyton, he was found guilty of fraud, so it's his provisional suspension. I think he is Magistrate Jacobs, who has a alcohol problem, and he's from Clocolan. His provisional suspension. Magistrate Chauke, who also was found guilty of Anyway, he was found guilty of I think it was assault. Magistrate Masinga, who a domestic violence case involving his wife, and Magistrate Prinsloo, sexual harassment. So basically, it's all matters where provisional suspension to stop them from sitting on the bench while their matter is investigated, and they have their salary while this is happening. The issue of salary is a different inquiry, so we're not dealing with that now. We don't have the option of saying suspension without full salary. So I'd want to move that we got the briefings as the committee. that then the reports be adopted so they can be adopted by the House.
In spite of the absence, Chair, one went through the reports, and I think if the facts are as tabled, it is correct to support the view of the committee.
Are we agree?
So adopted, the report is formally adopted by the committee.
Did you finish it? Just one issue on it.
Into it. It came up with the magistrate. I think it's Jacobs or Jacobs from Poland, that the alcohol issue, and it's come up before because we've had other magistrates with alcohol problems. And it's the issue. It doesn't affect what we've just done now because it's a provisional suspension. It's not a dismissal. But it's a question of when is alcohol abuse a disciplinary matter. And when is it a health medical boarding matter? In that, if you read the document, the one senior magistrate says, "Look, there's nothing that can be done for this guy. His treatment is not going to help him. So, is it his fault anymore, and therefore that he should be disciplined, or is it a matter for medical boarding?" So we raised that in the meeting with the representatives of the commission. But it may be useful. Apparently, the NCOP committee are dealing with it. That we have a meeting with the commission or representatives of the commission to discuss some of these matters, because it has come up with other cases. Is alcohol addiction dependency a medical matter, or is it a disciplinary matter? I think it starts off as being disciplinary, but towards the end there's nothing you can actually do about it, and medical boarding may be a better option than firing. So I just wanted to raise that if we could look at some point a meeting with the commission to discuss some of these disciplinary matters.
Yeah, before Honorable Ngungu, Clocolan is a very small town. They must be terribly lonely then. Maybe we can transfer the gentleman from Clocolan and give him a more vibrant place. You might find that change of scene might be some good. Ngungu.
No, I also agree. The place is very isolated. I think in line with what Honorable Jeff is saying, Chair, to me, I think it's related to, if you remember the case of Ms. Oliver, I think we need to discuss these issues. I'm not talking about Oliver, I'm talking about the matter. That although they are a little bit different, because if you spill on somebody to drink until you get addicted, you took a conscious effort to drink and then you got addicted. I think we need to discuss the policy perspective around that. And we also need to discuss the issue of the psychological situation. That if somebody, the point I'm trying to go to, Chairperson, is, and what issues where you would require an expert opinion over and above what the commission is what to call, is giving you. Because if indeed the recommendations we make as a committee are material in actually ultimately determining what happens, we also have a duty to satisfy ourselves with a particular kind of information. And I think it should also, in line with what Honourable Chair, over and above what he's saying, we should also, I would request that we also take that into account.
I'm very sure that we will when we discuss this, since, because we are going to have to discuss these principles, certainly. And it's an important issue to be discussed. Colleagues, members, you are free to leave. We have adopted the report. So I'm not one person who detained members for no reason. But we are staying a little bit. We have got our own list. Honourable Michael, yeah. I was talking about our visitors. The meeting is not lost. I was just releasing our. Yeah, thanks. Honourable Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I've discussed this with you earlier, and it's something that I think we should discuss as a committee, because it's something that you also felt quite strongly about. And Chair, this is that as a committee and as public representatives, more importantly, we have been inundated with calls regarding human trafficking. There's been a lot of coverage regarding what is happening with human trafficking. We've had to explain what acts are in place to help us during the World Cup period with regards to human trafficking, etc., etc. Chair, then I turned on the TV yesterday morning to find that our Honourable Minister, Geoff Radebe, has decided to launch a complete campaign for the World Cup called the Red Card Campaign with regards to human trafficking, which seems on the surface to be a fantastic idea, something that our committee should have known about, but none of us knew a thing about it. So I had Talk Radio 702, I had Jack Aranda, I had everyone phoning me, because I am the DA spokesperson on human trafficking, asking me what exactly this red card program will entail and where it's going to be going. And JJ is laughing, so obviously he's been informed about it, which is very nice. But, you know, the rest of us sit here not knowing about what's going on in the Justice Department. And I think it is absolutely unacceptable. We are the people. No one phones Minister Radebe and asks him, you know, can you give us the information? People phone us and ask us what's going on. And I think it is of the utmost bad manners that this committee wasn't invited and that we weren't briefed on something as important as this. Well, what are we now? 16 days before the start of the World Cup. And I think that we need to discuss it, because I believe, Chair, that you weren't invited to this either.
I think, in terms of coherent, collaborative intentions with the hope of achieving whatever we want to do, what Honourable Michael is saying, I share her concerns, but what I'm worried about is that what I'm worried about is, I'm not sure, because we know that there are measures to deal with trafficking. We've done briefings as committee. An administrative institution like that of the department will adopt various strategies to deal with that, in as far as advancing the objectives of that. And I'm not sure whether do we consider it an essential imperative or for, or is it for the purpose of effective coordination that we need to do? So I want us to differentiate. What I'm worried about is the seriousness attached to it. I don't consider it with the seriousness that Honorable Michael is actually considering. But I think it's important that we be informed. But to consider it, actually what I want to engage is the seriousness. I would request that we look at it differently. Not as a breach. I'm not sure if I'm putting myself across.
Yeah, and then just following on from the Honorable Gungubele, I agree with him. It's not a minister didn't have to. It relates more, I think, to a coordination problem. I mean, for example, I am still bitter that we never got invited to the launch of the Child Justice Act. You know, that wasn't now the deputy minister told me he had asked before the event and was told that we had been invited. But we weren't. We get invited to, I think you went to it, some members here went to it. We went to opening up a small claims court. I mean, so we got invited to a small claims court in Alexandra, which is useful for those people that are there, but that doesn't equate to, you know, the launch of an act that we've passed. So to me, my mind, it's more coordination thing, and I don't think it's a deliberate issue. And I would want to suggest that the Honourable Michael doesn't make too much of it, but it's more something that the chair raises with the minister, and that maybe the official thing should be, we want to get notified, we want to get invited to these functions, because we're not all going to go and attend the launch of the small claims court in Alexandra, but if it's in our constituency or in the provinces we're from, then those people from those provinces would. So I'd want to suggest it's done that way. In terms of good relations, because technically the minister doesn't have to tell us, and if we start getting aggressive over it, then it could. We want a free flow of information, basically. It would be nice to get invited, and we would like the minister to keep us briefed. So I'd want to suggest it get done on that way. Maybe just also one point, though. I would have liked to have gone to this one. ISS, who usually invite me, had a workshop in Cape Town on Monday. I don't know if anybody else got invited, but there were reports in the newspaper yesterday where they had a researcher from WITS saying that these figures of 40,000 people being trafficked are inaccurate, and they suspect that the NGOs are doing it to get more money, which I also found was, I asked Mr. Romano to circulate it. It may be accurate, it may not be, but it's clear that there are different perspectives on the human trafficking issue.
What I think we need to do is to basically learn with the spirit that is in the country, in particular that members of the opposition need to be informed, you know, like the national days and things like that, which is a culture that we are trying to bring into. Because I was informed by my whip, but then you see, if the invitations don't go through Bonane, then it means other members won't. So sometimes it's easy to talk to comrades in a party structure, but you know, then inadvertently exclude those who are not part of your caucus or study group. And I think that's what the difficulty is. And perhaps we need to then suggest to the ministry that when they've got functions, it's better for them just to give us a list of the things they're going to do. And then we give them to one, and we can distribute to members, and then we take it from there. Yes.
I mentioned one thing. Firstly, to answer, if you thought that was me being aggressive, you certainly haven't seen me be aggressive yet.
Lighter, I was laughing because, you know, why must she blame us if she doesn't do her job properly, if she doesn't know what's going on?
But, Che, the thing that actually caused my irritation was the fact that Minister Adebe was discussing the Human Trafficking Act. And, I mean, this is something that, I mean, quite frankly, there's something that's been tabled, something that we've glanced over, and with all due respect, I don't think Minister Adebe has had the pleasure of glancing over that act. And that's why I thought, you know, you're having this thing where you're promoting the fact that there is a human trafficking act that's been tabled, and how fantastic all these plans and stuff are in place, but we are the people at the end of the day that sit and work on that act, and we are the people that have to answer the questions regarding that act. So that was my bugbear when it comes to that.
Even on this one of when it came to me from myself, I asked him, are we inviting the ANC? Because I said, no, it's not possible that we invite the ANC on this issue. You should invite the entire portfolio committee. I spoke to the deputy minister. The deputy minister said, no, that was not the intention. The intention was to invite the portfolio committee. And that's why I left it. That then his office then must communicate properly to the portfolio committee. That's how I left it with it. Because you didn't say you're opening it, a small claims court, and then make it a party issue. And I thought the minister said, no, it's not a party issue. It's for the entire portfolio committee. And I said, therefore, the appropriate processes must be followed. That's where we left it, and I thought that was done.
I know this is like a capacity thing, but it might also be useful if members do go to launches just to put their notes together and then report back to the committee. And we can always assist with typing up a memo or something.
Thank you very much.
I think I'm very happy we're at the end of the meeting. Some of us are going to debate this sometime. We need to go and make preparations.
Okay.
Meeting is formal. Thank you.